Tonight's daf is daf Chaf Dalad. So we got towards the bottom of Chaf Gimel Mibay is the last two narrow lines, the two dots. The Gemara says, Velo b'shemen sreifa. The Mishnah have been listing various oils you can't use, and one of the oils you can't use is not the shemen sreifa. You can't use that on Shabbos. What exactly is shemen sreifa? Asks Gemara. My shemen sreifa. So Gemara answers, Amarabba shemen shel chuma shenitma. It's referring to a shemen of chuma that became tamei. Shemen shel chuma is if a person had designated his olive oil to be chuma, to give to the kohen ultimately, and somehow it became tamei, so the lach is you have to burn it. So if I might call it shemen sreifa, because I just said, because the whole of the sreifa omid, since you have to burn it, it's called shemen sreifa. It's oil that's supposed to be burnt. So the Gemara says, B'Shabbos my time alo. So why can't you use this shemen sreifa on Shabbos? You fill the oil up before Shabbos, and it's supposed to be burnt. So light it, and you're burning the, you're mekayim the mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos, and you're also mekayim the mitzvah of burning shemen shel chuma shenidba. Our answer is mitoch shemitzvah love livaro. Since there's a mitzvah to burn all the oil to make sure all of it gets burnt up, the shemen sreifa gezeira shemayita. What's going to happen is maybe you're going to tilt the bowl a little bit, so more of the oil gets to the fire in order to burn everything up, and that's going to be an iser of Shabbos. So although you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of burning the shemen chuma shenitma, but you're also going to be violating Shabbos of havara. So we don't want you to turn it, and therefore we made a gzera not to use shemen sreifa on Shabbos. Yeah.
Wouldn't the iser of using it for a second purpose? In other words, just the sreifa or hittel, and so on, the fact that you've been using it for...
So the Gemara says, maybe later on, somewhere here in the second parak talks about that the... is this the one I want? Yeah. On Daf Chavav, I think the Gemara talks about that the Kohen is allowed to use Shemen Shenitma for burning. He could use it to fuel his fire if he wanted. So yeah, in
Echanami. It's just because Shabbos may play with the flame.
Right. The Gemara says something, I think the passage is Lecha, Lehanascha or something is a drush, I don't remember exactly, but in Echanami, you're right, you are allowed to, even though you're burning it, you could use it to Kohen, that's you, you can use it for Hana. So the Gemara then says, Amar Le'abai, Abai says, if that's the case, Elamiata, Yom Tov Lishteri, you should be allowed to use it on Yontif because we know Havara is permitted on Yontif. So if I use Shemen Sreifa to burn on Yontif and I tilt it, that's okay on Yontif. So why Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah tell us Ein Malikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov? So the Gemara says you're right. Mikadin, you can actually use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif because Havara is permitted on Yontif, but Gzeira Yontif Atu Shabbos. If we're concerned, if we allow you to use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, you might come to use it on Shabbos, and Shabbos is a problem of a Shemen Yitzi. You might turn the... Oh, fine. Then the Gemara says, Rav Chista has a whole other approach here. Rav Chista Amar, that L'Shema Yita L'Chashin, we're not really concerned a guy is going to go ahead. A guy doesn't care how fast the Shemen Sreifa burns. You put it in the oil, and the light the fire, it's going to eventually go out. If it finishes in 20 minutes or 18 minutes, that doesn't make a difference to me. So no one's going to tilt the oil. So what's the reason why you can't light it on Shabbos? Elahacha b'yom tov shechalios erev Shabbos askinam. We're talking about a situation where Yontif falls out on Friday, so it's Yontif going into Shabbos. So now what's the problem? So really, in general, you are allowed to use the Shemen Sreifa to light Shabbos candles, but if Yontif is on Friday, so then you're not allowed to do that. Why not? Why is it any different? L'fisha ein sorfin kachim b'yomtiv. There's a klal that you're not allowed to burn kachim on yomtiv. You're not allowed to do that. You can only do a havara l'tzorech. But havara shelo l'tzorech, havara for burning sreifa, for burning shemen sreifa, for burning shemen shenitma, you're not allowed to do that. So that's why. But in general, you actually are able to, on a regular Shabbos, use shemen sreifa. So Gemara says, you make the okimt of the Mishnah referring to yomtiv going into Shabbos. From the fact that the Seifa says of this Mishnah, Ein Malikin Mishemen Seifa B'Yom Tov, Michlal seems to imply that the first half of the Mishnah was not dealing with Yom Tov at all. And so the Gemara says, no. Amr Bichanina Misura Matam Kamar. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Meaning what? Matam Ein Malikin Mishemen Seifa B'Yom Tov Shechal, I'm going to add in Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. Lefi, because there's a klal in general, ein sorfin kachim b'yomtiv, and that's why we disqualified using shemen sreifa on a yomtiv shechalios erev Shabbos. Gemara says there's a brayshah that supports Rav Chista on the top of Chaf Dalid. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chista. Kol Elu Shamu Ein Malikin Ben B'Shabbes Malikin Ben B'Yomtiv. All that which is disqualified for being used on Shabbos is allowed to be used on Yomtiv. Chutz Mishemen Sreifa, with the exception of Shemen Sreifa, cannot be used on Yomtiv. The Fish Ein Sorfin Kajim B'Yomtiv. The Gemara, I think tomorrow's daf is going to explain what the basis is why we are not going to be burning Shemen Sreifa on Yomtiv. But that's the brayshah. That's a basic understanding of why Shemen Sreifa is disqualified for Shabbos and on Yantif. The Gemara now says, Ibailu, some fun daf here now, a little lighter than what we were just doing. Ibailu, Ma'ala Hazkir Shachanaka Bebirchas Mazam. What talach with respect to saying Chanaka, which is in essence Al Hanisim, during Birchas Mazam, during benching? Do we say Kevin de Midirbanan Hu Lomad Harinan? Since the whole institution of Chanukah is only Midirbanan, it was only here in the Gemara and Shabbos and nowhere before this, so it's only in Midin Dirbanan, and there's no need to mention it. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps Mishum Pirsuminisa Midcharinan, or maybe since it's Pirsuminisa, which is a very big Indian, so maybe it is worthwhile mentioning it and benching. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Eina Maski, we don't mention it. Then Balahaski, if you want to, you can, Maski Behoda, if you're going to mention and benching it, mention it in No Delacha, that's where it should be, but you don't have to mention it. Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Ikla Lebei Rava, once he went to the house of Rava, he wanted to mention it, but Bonei Yushalayim, where Yalav Yavo is normally mentioned, or Ritzay is mentioned. Rav Shesha says to him, Kitfila, no. The mentioning of Birkas HaMazon has to be like the mentioning in Tfila. Ma Tfila Behoda, Naf Birkas HaMazon Behoda. Just like in Tfila, when we mention Al Hanisim, it is right after Modim, so too in benching, if you're going to mention it, it has to be right after No Delacha. Fine. The Gemara now says, further, look at Tosis for a second.
Mahu.
Yeah, sorry, Mahu, exactly. Tosis Mahu. Very good, okay. Tosis says, Mahu lahazkir shachanaka bibirkas amazam. So, betfila pshitulei. Why didn't the Gemara ask another question? Should we be mentioning Alanisim in tfila? Why wasn't that discussed? So, the Tosis answers pshita, that and we mentioned in tfila. Divmazkir mishum de tfila betzibahu, vika persumanisa. You mentioned, rather, you daven in a tzibah with a minim. So that's persumanisa. It was a no brainer to have Al Nisa mentioned in tfila. Ababa birkas amazon, shibibayas, aleka persumanisa kulihai. It's not so public, so maybe there wasn't a need to add on a few extra seconds to our benching, and that's why there's a suffix. Now, even though the Gemara says that if you want to, you don't have to mention only in balahazkir, we know Shulchan Aruch does say that we do mention it in Al-Nisim, rather in benching. If one doesn't mention Al-Nisim in benching, we do not go back, but one should certainly lichadchila mention it in benching. Gemara now says, Ibarilu ma'ala haski rosh chodesh b'birkas amazon. Do we say yala v'yavo during of rosh chodesh during benching? So the Gemara says, Imtim salomar b'chanaka d'rabanan, lo tzarech, rosh chodesh d'raisa tzarech. So if you assume Chanukah, we don't mention it because Chanukah is only d'rabanan, or rosh chodesh is better than Chanukah in that rosh chodesh is at least, it is mentioned in the Torah. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps we could take another avenue. Kevin de lo aser basias malacha, so lo maskiran ma mizkarinan. But maybe Rosh Chodesh, since there is no iser malacha on Rosh Chodesh, we shouldn't have to mention it. It's not such an important thing. Just look at Tosis for a second before we go weiter in the answer. Tosis di ramaskil o Dilma kevin de lo aser basias malacha. V'ha de amar beper gimel de megillah kol sheish v'bitum malacha la'am. Every day that has a bitum malacha could go in tainis tibor of Tisha B'Av v'karin shlosha. V'she'ein ba'bitum lacha l'am kigong rosh chodesh cholim o'edim karin dalet. What does that mean, bitum lacha? It's counterintuitive. You shouldn't interpret the way it's mentioned. What it means is, if we keep you in shul an extra aliyah, we'll be mavato you from going to work. So on a regular weekday, on a tainus, so if you keep me a fourth aliyah in shul, I'm going to miss my time in work. So then it's only three aliyahs. But on a day rosh chodesh or cholim o'edim, where there will not be bitum lacha because I'm not going to work, so you can add on another aliyah, so then we can have a fourth aliyah. So one of the examples where there's no bitum lacha, which again means I'm not working, Rosh Chodesh, I'm not working. So how come the Gemara here says there is no isur lacha on Rosh Chodesh, but the Gemara says that there is an isur lacha on Rosh Chodesh, that's why we have four aliyahs. So answers Tosfos, Minag ba'alma shein regin lasas malacha. It was simply a practice that they wouldn't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, but there was no real iser involved. Now Tosis is elsewhere. I don't remember where. It could be in Tainis. That and this brought down Shulchan Aruch that of course we work on Rosh Chodesh. The women have a practice not to work on Rosh Chodesh, and that's based on the shla, based on what happened Chet HaEgel, that during Chet HaEgel, that all the Nesiim, with the exception of Levim And Nashim were not involved in Cheda Egel. So each month was corresponding to a different Shevet. You look in the Bnei Yisachar, even earlier, they talk about the Sefer Yetzirah, which Chodesh corresponds to which Shevet. So at Cheda Egel, the Shvatim lost the Rosh Chodesh, and it was given to the Nashim. The women took control of the Rosh Chodesh. So for that reason, the Shlach explains, they were noeg Isim Lacha on Rosh Chodesh. Now it sounds like from here, though, when the Tosa says that even men have such a practice as well. Okay. Anyway, what's the answer? Are we supposed to mention Yalev Yav or Rosh Chodesh in benching? On one hand, it's derais, and maybe we should. Yet on the other hand, there's no Isim Lacha, so it's not a real serious day, so maybe we shouldn't have to. So Gemara answers, Rav Amar Maskir, Rabbi Chanin Amar Eina Maskir, so it's a machlokus Amar Roim. So Amar Rav, Zreka, Rav Zreka, Nokit Rav Biyadcha, hold on to Rav Shita in your hand, Dekai Rav Oshaya Kivasei, because Rav Oshaya agrees to him that says you shouldn't be Maskir, you should mention it. The Tana Rabbi Oshaya, Yom Sheyesh Ben Karba Musaf, days that have a Karba Musaf, Kigon Rosh Chodesh V'chol Shemoed, Arvis V'shachar Sumincha, every tefillah of that day, of Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shemoed, you should mispalish Shmoneh Esrei v'omer Mein HaMa'ora Bavoda. You mention Mein HaMa'ora, you add the insert of Yalev Yavo with Rosh Chodesh during between Ritzei and during Ritzei and Sechazena. Vim Lo Amar, if you don't, Machsir No, so you have to repeat it again. Vein Behen Kedusha Ala Kos, but even though these days have Karba Musaf, there is no Kiddush for Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shemoed. V'yesh ben hazkara b'birkas ha-mazon as well. You also mention Yalev Yavo during benching of these days. Yamim Shein ben karba musaf, a day that doesn't have a musaf, could go in Sheini v'chamishi, there's a bunch of girsos here. Sheini v'chamishi v'tainios ma'amados, Sheini v'chamishi, so Mondays and Thursdays, fast days in the ma'amados. Ma'amados are those days, the Gemara's in Tainis, that you would have members of different cities would go to the center, to the shul, to lane. They would represent the carbon tamid. That in order for a carbon talmud, every carbon has to have an owner to it, has to have a baal. So the certain members of the cities would go to the sent to the shul and they would lane and they'd fast all week. Those are called mamados. So these days of Mondays, Thursdays, fast days and mamados. So Gemara just interjects for a moment there. Sheni v'chamishi maya vidasa. What's Monday and Thursday doing on this list? What's special about Monday and Thursday? So the Gemara clarifies ela sheni v'chamishi shaltainis bahab. That's what it means. Not a regular Monday, Thursday. A Bahab, where any fast days on a Monday, Thursday. Umamados. So these days, Arvis, Shachris, Umincha, Mispal Shmon Esrei. We daven a full Shmon Esrei. V'omer, Me'ein Hama'ora B'Shomer Tfila, which is a reference to Tfilas Anenu. V'imlo Amar, Ein Machsir No. So if you don't mention Anenu on these fast days, so then you don't go back. V'ein Behem Hazkara B'Birkas HaMazom. We also don't mention anything Birkas HaMazom, which is a strange thing, because we don't eat on a fast day. So what Birkas HaMazon is it referring to? So Rashi explains here, Birkas HaMazon shall arvis b'knisaso, the Maariv beforehand of, you know, Shavasa B'Tamas, even though it's Yud Zayin B'Tamas, we're still eating dinner that night. There's not a 24-hour fast. So we don't mention it there that, you know, Yalev Yavo of, you know, Shavasa B'Tamas, Bahab, whatever fast day we're referring to here. The Kol Shekein B'Tiyaso Shekfar Avar Hayom, and certainly the Masi Tainis, fast day, Masitainis Marv, where the day already is changed to Yudaches Tamas, that's certainly we're not going to mention anything about Tainis. So there's an interesting Tosas down here that I'm not going to go through, Dira Maschal Tainios, but just because of the time, are we rushing for a minute, by the way? Are we? No? How are we doing with a minute right now? Looks like we have almost.
Nine, almost.
Is Yirmi around still? Not Ginsburg, not Boehm. Well, okay, hopefully Yirmi's around. I didn't see Yirmi's one. I did? Okay. Okay, there's a guy in the hallway learning some. Maybe he's around. Okay. So maybe we'll do his Tosas then. Look at Dibur Maskel Tainios. Tosas writes that Mamados Arvis Shachris Amincha, Mashi Pirsha Gaonim, She'en Anu Regil Omra Arvis, Vafilo Shachris, Shemiarilo Ones, Choli Ol Bomas, Venimsa Shakran Betfilaso. So we don't say, so according to the Gaonim, you wouldn't say Anenu in Shachris either. But why not? I'm fasting Shachris. So you should be saying Anenu in the morning, so why wouldn't you? Because if a guy ends up breaking his fast, turns out what you said in the morning was incorrect. Umash shliach tzibur mispal shachris. So how come when the shliach tzibur says shachris, when the chazar says shatz, he does say anenu? Because haynu lefisha ef shar shlo yisane echad mehem. Because he's representing the tzibur. There's going to be at least one person in the tzibur who's going to make it through the whole fast. So as representing the tzibur, it won't be a concern of him being a shachran. As opposed to individuals, there's always a suffix for an individual. That's why you wouldn't say it shachris time. Because already you're done. Once you make it to Minchatan, we're certain you're going to make it the whole way, I guess. Okay. Maybe that's an inyan why, I don't know if this is true, but maybe there should be an inyan to say a mincha, maybe mincha katana. Yeah, this maybe it could be. I don't know if there's such an inyan, but maybe that would answer your question even better. Davi mincha gedola, you know, at 1:30 and you got it till 9 o'clock till it's over, so you still could break the fast. Okay. I'm not sure if they talk about that. Very early. Okay, interesting. As we do it, we get it right before Shkia here. You're impressed by my changing Rabbeinu Tam's form, right? Remember that. It's very hard here. Okay. Okay, the Gemara says now two dots. Ibarilu. Mao lahazgir shel Chanukah b'musafin. Are you supposed to mention Chanukah during Musaf? You can share with me. You want to share? Gemara? You want to share the Gemara with me? If you're bad, you know Gemara there. Okay. You can see the frames. Okay. On the Gemara says, Ibarilu, Mao lahazgir shel Chanukah b'musafin. What's halacha with respect to mentioning Chanukah al Nisim during the Musaf? So when would you mention Musaf? So the two times you can mention Musaf during Chanukah. When can you mention Musaf during Chanukah? Kiva, when can you mention? Rosh Chodesh and
Shabbos.
Shabbos, right. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So those are 2 days that you have a Karban Musaf even on Chanukah. So what's the halacha? Do you mention Al Anisim during that Musaf Shabbos or Musaf Rosh Chodesh? So ask the Gemara, Kevin, de les be Musaf bididei lo mas midachrinam. Since there's nothing unique, Musaf does not connect to Chanukah in any way. So it's strange to mention Chanukah in Musaf. El Dilma, Yom Hu Shechai Bar Bar Tfilas. No, in a Chanami. Chanukah is on this day, and it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Aleph Teves. So therefore, since it's Chanukah, you should mention Chanukah in every single Tfilah, all four Tfilahs of the day. So what's the answer? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Damri Tevayu, Eino Mazgir, you don't mention it. Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan, Damri Tevayu, Mazgir. We paskin that you do mention Al Hanisim, even in Musaf. So Gemara says, Amar Bai, the Rav Yosef, Had the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Dravhu. That which they hold, that you don't mention it, is really the position of Rav Gida. Ravu. Damar Rav Gida, Amar Rav, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Shabbos, Eino Tzarech Lahazkir Sherosh Chodesh. So when you say the brachas of Haftorah, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh as well. Shil Molish Shabbos Ein Navi Rosh Chodesh. Because had it not been for Shabbos, you wouldn't be making a maftir in Rosh Chodesh. So the maftir is completely unique to Shabbos, and it would be inappropriate to mention anything about Rosh Chodesh around the maftir in Haftorah, because Rosh Chodesh does not have Torah. So here too as well. So why would you be mentioning Chanukah on Musaf? Musaf doesn't relate to Chanukah at all. Musaf comes because of Rosh Chodesh or because of Shabbos. Doesn't come because Chanukah. So just like you wouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah of Shabbos, so too you shouldn't mention Chanukah in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. So the Gemara says this equation is not correct. Midami, could you really compare it to the two? Hasam Navi bid Rosh Chodesh lecha klal. Navi, you don't do it. There's never a Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. It's not Shaykh at all. It's so far from Rosh Chodesh. But Hacha, when it comes to Chanukah, and the Al Nisim, Isab Arvis B'Shachres U'Mincha. You are, it's Shaykh to Tefillah. Chanukah is related to Tefillah. You're mentioning Al Nisim and all the other Tefillahs of the day. So maybe it's room to say you should mention it in Karban Musaf. There is a Shaykh to Tefillah in Rosh Chodesh. So you cannot compare it to Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and that Haftorah. El Laha Dami, it's similar to the following case. Dama Rav Achtavoy, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Hamafti B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos, Ein Tzarech Lahazkir, Shal Yom Tov. So when you do Haftorah in the afternoon on Shabbos, so we'll get to Rashi and Tosfos in just a second though, but in the Haftorah in the Shabbos afternoon, you don't have to mention Yom Tov, even though it's also Yom Tov, Shal Malei Shabbos, Ein Navi B'Mincha B'Yom Tov. Had not been for Shabbos, there would not be a Navi on the Mincha time of Yontif. So you don't mention Yontif there as well. So just look at Rashi's for a second before you turn the page, just for some clarity here. Rashi writes, Hamafter b'Navi b'Mincha b'Shabbos. So then when you do Haftorah Shabbos afternoon, we don't do that here. So Matzasi b'Tshuvas HaGaonim, Rashi writes, Shayu Regilum Likros b'Navi b'Shabbosos b'Mincha Asar Psukim. They used to have a custom that they would read 10 Psukim in Shabbos afternoon from the Navi. Ubimei parsayim gazu gzeira shalalasus. So once they removed it, they removed it, and no longer have such a takana anymore. But there used to be a time where they would read Navi Shabbos afternoon. Look at this Tosfos here. This Tosfos has haunted many people who are in Rav Shechter's Katz Kola. Why? Because when the way Rav Shechter asks questions on the Katz Kola Bechina, it usually has nothing to do with on the page. It's like a little remiss or something on the page. So we're learning, I think it was called Kisvei, the end of Shabbos, one of the later prakim. And he asked a question, something to do with reading a ksuvim in Shabbos afternoon. And no one knew what he was talking about, because it didn't mention anything about such a minug. But there was a Tosos on the side of the page, and then there was a Masoros HaShas that quoted a Tosos and Daf Chav Dalet here in Shabbos, which was the answer to it. So when I started to learn from Rav Shechter's questions, you always have to find when something's quoted on the Gemara outside, that's usually where he's asking from. So anyway, this is one of them. I don't remember what it says, though. Let's see if I could get pshat in it. But I remember not getting that question right. So Tosa says, Shilmali Shabbos ain Navi b'mincha. Had it not been for Shabbos, there would not be any Navi mincha time. The Kashilari, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, B'perek Shlishi de Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph, B'sheni b'chamishu b'Shabbos b'mincha, Karin Shlosha, b'maftim b'Navi. So what do you mean? It's we have a Masorah, the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara in Baba Kama as well, the Tekanes Ezra Moshe about laning Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos afternoons. It says clearly, you lane three aliyahs, and there's no maftir. So how is there such a minug? How could the Rashi refer to such a minug, and the Gemara refer to such a minug as that we lane Navi in the Shabbos afternoon? It goes against the Gemara in Megillah. The Tir Tzibinu Tam, the Navi Dehacha, Hainu Ksuvim, you're right. They wouldn't be maftir Navi, but they would have a laning of ksuvim Shabbos afternoon, as the Gemara in Kol Kisvei says, bin harda, paski sidra b'ksuvim b'minchasa, the shabasa, uva megillah ari b'navi mamish. So the Gemara there in Kol Kisvei says, they used to lay in ksuvim in Shabbos afternoon. That we also don't have anymore. But it's not referring to Navi. So Navi never existed. They never had Navi Shabbos afternoon, but there was a period in time where they would lay in Ksuvim Shabbos afternoon. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Okay, let's turn the page now. There are some interesting discussions about, like the Amud Aleph, about saying Yalav Yavo. A person breaks his fast, let's say, on Yom Kippur. Should you say Yalav Yavo, including Yom Kippur, in that benching, on Kiddush, all those types of questions, comes out of this discussion here in Amud Aleph that we went through, just to keep that in mind. That's such a shaila. Fine. The Gemara now says, the Tav of Chavdalim and Beis, V'les Hilchasa K'chahane Shmaisi. We don't pass like all of the above discussions. Ella, Kiha, Damar Bishu Ben Levi, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, HaMispalel Ne'ila Tzarech La'azkir Shal Shabbos, Yom Hushin is Chayev Barber Tfilos. Even though Shabbos has nothing to do in the Ila, there's no Shaychis at all, but still, in the end of the day, it is Shabbos, and therefore we would mention Shabbos on it as well. So to all the other discussions, even though there's no Shaychis of Chanukah to the Musaf Rosh Chodesh or to the Musaf Shabbos, still, once Chanukah overtakes the day, we mention Chanukah in all the Tfilos, including Karban Musaf. I think also for Haftorah, do we mention Rosh Chodesh if it falls out? Do we mention Yantav? We mention it. Yantav and Shabbos, I think we mention it. It falls out, no? When we mention the brachas at the end, I'm saying the brachas at the end, we mention Yantav and Shabbos together, right? Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, I don't know if we mention Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, right? We don't do that. So I'm not sure why not that, though. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says five lines down. Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. Because Amris Hilchasa Kabishu Ben Levi. V'kaimelan hilchasa karava. We hold like another Rava. Dama Rava, Yom Tov, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur Hayore Lefnei Ateva, Arvis Eino Tzarech Lahaskir Shel Yom Tov. So if when a person goes to Ma'ariv, he doesn't have to mention Yom Tov, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov together. Shilmali Shabbos, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis B'Yom Tov. So what Yom Tov is referring to? What Ma'ariv? You don't have Ma'ariv and Yom Tov? Of course you have Ma'ariv and Yom Tov. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says three narrow lines down, Shliach Tzibur Hayorid Arvis, HaMispalel Birchas Me'ein Sheva, Kone Shemayim V'aretz, Magen Avos Bidvaro, that we say after Mar Friday night, that little short Chazar Hashatz. So we don't say that on a Yantav, we don't have such a thing, we only say that on Shabbos. So what's Rava saying here? We say it on Shabbos, so let's say it's Shabbos and Yantav. Let's say Sukkot fell on Shabbos, so then we would not mention Yantav in that Me'ein Sheva. But why not? We just said above, whenever 2 days coincide with each other, we mention everything we can. Chanukah and Karim Musaf, Shabbos and Yom Tov. How come Me'in Sheva we don't mention Yom Tov along with it? So the Gemara says, now, Hachi Hashi, let's understand this for a second. Hasam bedinhu dafilu b'Shabbos nami lotzarach. The real truth is, Marv doesn't deserve a Chazar Tashatz. We don't have Chazar Tashatz in Marv. So how come in a regular Marv we don't have it? So why did we have one on Friday night, a little abridged version? Rabbanan hu detekuna mishum sakana. They made a special takana to add a few extra minutes onto Marv. We'll see Rashi in just a second. A special takana. But there's nothing to do with Yom Tov. Yom Tov is completely off the radar here. So therefore, Me'in Sheva, they just mentioned Shabbos, and they don't include Yom Tov. Aval hacha, Yom hu shenischai barba tefilas. But here, when it comes to, which case we're talking about right now, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, I think, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, that there are four tefilas of Ne'ilah. Shabbos deserves four tefilas of Musaf, I guess. Yom Kippur has the extra one of Ne'ilah. Wait, is the Hachi it's referring to? Yeah. So either way, since Shabbos and Yom Kippur are shayach to tefilas, we don't mind mentioning Shabbos in the Ne'ilah as well, because again, the other four tefilas of the day, Shach, Arav, Shachas, Mincha, and Musaf, is shayach to Shabbos, so adding Ne'ilah on doesn't make much of a difference. But here again, when it comes to Me'in Sheva, there is no shaykhas at all to Yantif, and that's why we don't mention it. So what's this sakana? So you guys all know that it's sakana, but let's read this inside in Rashi. Rashi says six narrow lines down here, Mishum sakana, Mazikin shalohayu bate knesio shalahen bi yushuv. Their shuls were not in the civil places where they were living, in the houses. V'chol shar leileha chol hayu asukin b'mlachtan u'b'gmarin mlachtan mispalin arvis b'beisan. They wouldn't go to shul during the week. They work hard, they come home from the farms, it was late out, it was dark out, they go home, they daven b'yichidus in the house. Well, you barn v'beis knesses. About Leili Shabbos, when they would end work earlier, they go home and they take a bath and they get dressed. So then, barn v'beis knesses, then everyone come for the minin. V'chashu sheyesh she'ein maharn lava v'shon l'acher. They were concerned that some people would not be so fast to come to shul, and they're going to be a little bit delayed in leaving shul, and lachar tefila, l'chach harichot tefilas hatzibor. Now, a few extra guys, little stragglers, are going to be in shul by themselves walking home, and it's dangerous. Whether mazikin might mean the mazikin of the different forces, it could be referring to listim out there, who are bandits, whatever the concern is, so we had to add extra time to protect those people from not being left behind. And that was only instituted when it came to Shabbos, even though it could be shaykh for Yom Tov also, that was never part of the institution. And so for that reason, we don't mention Yom Tov on the Me'in Sheva after Marv Friday night. Okay, the Gemara now says, velo be'elya, we don't use the elya, which is a type of fat, I think, right? So the Gemara says, chachamim haynu tanakama. So we have to go back for a second to the Mishnah to remind us what chachamim and tanakama were both saying. So which one is this? So the tanakama said that they had the whole list of b'memalikin u'v'me'emalikin, what can you use? And one of the things listed was this elya you can't use, which is like fat from the tail of some sort. Then Chachamim came along and said, Nachman Mahdi came along and said, oh, it's not even on that one, it's on the chalev part, I'm sorry. So the Tanakhama said chalev, you can't use chalev, which is certain types of fats. And Nachman Mahdi said that chalev mevushel, you can use. But Chachamim says, no, echa mevushel, echa sheinu mevushel, you can't use either one. So Chachamim said you can't use chalev across the board. That's exactly what the Tanakhama says, you can't use chalev across the board. So in what way does the Tanakhama and Chachamim differ? So the Gemara answers back in Chavdalad Amr Beis, Ika benayu derav brona amarav velo misaimi. What does that mean? So Rashi explains here, derav brona deshari aide tarove shemen kolshu. He allowed, if you put a little drip of shemen azayas or some other kosher oil in the mixture of chalev, so that he allowed. Velo misaimi einu nikr mi oser mi matir. They weren't sure who was the one saying oser, who was the one saying mutter. So I guess they are... Wait a second here. It was unclear which one. They don't know who holds which way. The Chachamim or Tanakama. Meaning the Napkamina is, do you allow for the Shita of dropping oil in the Tarovas and now it lets you light the rest of the Chalev? But the Halacha L'mais, the Gemara, there's no which one holds that way. Chachamim or Tanakama. One of them holds the Mutter, one of them holds the Aser. That's the Napkamina. We just don't know how to position them. Okay, let's start the new mission now. Say again that.
The back of the animal you can't eat, right? So the tail you can't eat. We don't bring up, it's not even kosher to eat. oils.
Yeah, so who said it has to be kosher? Yeah, it doesn't have to be. There's actually interesting shaila when it comes to the pischa. Shari Tshuva quotes this in Hilchas Chanukah. Could you use basar v'chalav to light as your neir Chanukah? So part of the discussion ends up being that you have to have a shear of shemen. It has to be a chatzi shear. So you can't, let's say, use a vodah zara shemen because you have to burn it, get rid of it. Basar v'chalav, you're not allowed to get hana from basar v'chalav. So is that considered hana? So that's a discussion Shari Tshuva has. But it's not a concern of asar b'achila. Mutter b'ficha, that has to be mutter, that's not it's something that's shaykh to tefillin and mezuzah and sefer Torah, but it's not relevant for Neres Chanukah. So you could use treif oil if you want. Okay. The Mishnah says now, new Mishnah. Now, by the way, that's all Chanukah stuff. The rest of the parak is now, Chanukah is behind us, and we're going to just finish the parak by Mamalikin because it's a nice parak. So the Mishnah says, Ein Malikin b'shemen sreifa b'yomtif. We saw this earlier in the daf, that we do not light shemen sreifa. Again, shemen sreifa is shemen shel tshuma, that was nitma, that became tamei, so you have to burn it. We can't burn it on yomtif. We're not allowed to. The Gemara is going to explain why. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Ein Malikin b'itron mipnei kvod Shabbos. What's itron? So Rashi explained, Psulta de Zifsa. I think we said Zifsa was pitch. There we go. Pitch. So the psolus of the pitch, whatever that is there a definition for it in there?
It's the oily residue of the pitch.
The oily residue of the pitch. There's not one term for it. Okay. Fine. That's what I was looking for. So we don't use it because it's mipnei kvod Shabbos, which Rashi explains, Mishrei Chara. It smells bad. Fine. So then the Chachamim Matir, and they permit one to use it. B'chol HaShemanim, all the oils, B'shemen Shemshamim, Chachamim Matir, B'chol HaShemanim, they permit all types of oils. So then the Gemara goes ahead to list all the various oils. So there's B'shemen Shemshamim, B'shemen Gozim, B'shemen Snonis, B'shemen Dagim, B'shemen Pakus, I don't know what Bitrin Vinaves, I don't know what all the oils are, fish oil, sesame oil, other types of oils, they're all permitted. What do you have there? Colt?
Oil,
okay, all oil, any oil you want, you can, it's all fine. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Ein Malikin El B'Sham Shemen Zayis Bilvat. He only permits one to use olive oil. So Gemara asks the question now. The first Mishnah told, the first line of the Mishnah here told us you cannot use Shemen Sreifa. You cannot use Shemen Shel Tshuma Shenitma and Yomtiv. My Taima, what's the reason why not? Lefi She'ein Sorfin Kachim B'Yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn Kachim. Now, granted, Tshuma is not Kachim. Tshuma is something that's given to the Kohen to eat. Yes, there's a Chiyah Misa for non-Kohen to eat it, but it's not really called Kachim. Kachim classically is Karbanos, they're Karbanos. But still, nonetheless, there are Psukim that refer to Tshuma as Kodesh anyways. So the Klal is, you cannot burn Kachim. In this case, you can't burn Tshuma on Sh'on Yantif. Menachani Mila, how do you know that's true? So the Gemara says, Amar Chizkiah v'chein tane de be'chizkiah. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'lo sosir mimenu ad boker. Don't leave it over till the morning. And that which is left over, so then you burn in the morning. So the Gemara says, why I say boker so many times in the pasuk? We already said. So the Gemara says, Shein tamalomer ad boker. Didn't it read it tell us ad boker? Ma tamalomer ad boker. What's the repetitive? So bala hakasa litain lo boker sheni lisreifaso. You have to wait until the next morning in order to burn it. So why have to wait till the next morning? Because you can't burn a yontif itself. That's what we're learning from here. You can't burn a yontif. You have to wait till the day after yontif in order to burn the noser. So that's the way. That's the gzeres hakasiv. You can't burn kachim on yontif. So just like you can't burn kachim on yontif, you can't burn chuma on yontif either. That's the shita of Chizkiah. Now Abai Amar, he says differently. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbaso, you can only burn an Ola, that's a Shabbos type of Ola, on Shabbos, but below Olas Chol b'Shabbos. You can't take an Ola that came from a Chol, a weekday Ola, and end up burning on Shabbos. That you can't do. And below Ola Chol b'Yomtif, nor can you take a weekday Ola and burn on Yomtif. So it's a different Drasha. Again, they both agreed the same Halacha, but just different ways of getting there. Rav Amar, he has a third understanding. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Hu Levado, it itself, Hu Levado, Yase Lechem. It itself you could do. So this is in the context of Ochel Nefesh, a Yomtif. You could do Ochel Nefesh. So what you learn from Hu Levado, Yase Lechem, that it itself you could do. So the Gemara Darshins, Hu Vlomachshin. Only the Ochel Nefesh itself can you violate Yomtif to cook. But lo machshir, in any of the preparations, you cannot, let's say, sharpen a knife. you cannot build a oven or stove on Yontif. That's a machshir. And only who v'lo machshir. What's levado? Levado v'lo mila shlo bezmano. Only a bris mila that falls out on Yontif would be allowed. That's a bezmano on the eighth day, but not a shlo bezmano. If it's a mila that's already past the eighth day, the ninth and on, that's shlo bezmano. That's not docher. The asir kavachomer. What are you learning the kavachomer here? So I forgot the kavachomer. Let's look at Rashi here. So look at the last line here, last three lines of Rashi. Mehai kavachomer delo tijishle umimela shmaina mine. We learn from this the mitzvah she'ein zmana kavua. Any mitzvah that's not urgent, it's not time bound. The yochol asos l'macher, you could do it the next day. Ein odocha yomtiv. So just like Mila Shlo Bezmana, once you miss that cutoff date, the eighth day, no pun intended there, the eighth day, so then you can't docha yomtif. So when it comes to Sreifas, the Nosar, rather the Chuma, there's also no Zman Kavur for that either, in which case you have to push off. You cannot burn it on Yantif either. So this is a third Joshua, as how we know you cannot burn Sreifas, Shemen Sreifa on Yantif. Let's do the fourth and final source of how we know you cannot burn Kudshim or Chuma on Yantif. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, going on to the next page, Shabbason is an Asay. Keeping the Shabbason, keeping Yom Tov, preserving Yom Tov, that's a Shabbason, that's an Asay. The Havelei Yom Tov Asay V'Los Asay, where there's an Asay of Shavus, and then there's a Los Asay of Los Asay Melacha. So Yom Tov, every time you violate Yom Tov, you're violating an Asay and a Los Asay both at the same time. The Ein Asay Doches Los Asay V'Asay. So the Asay of burning Kudshim or burning Chuma is only one Asay. An Asay is Doche Los Asay, but an Asay is not Doche, an Asay plus a Los Asay, and that's the logic how we know you cannot burn the Kudshim or Chuma Shenidma on Yantif. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Looks like we have a minute now.